So as I listen tonight to the words of Isaiah about the people who walked in darkness seeing a great light, and as I helped read the words from Luke about the glory of the Lord shining upon the darkness of the shepherds, I heard those words a little differently, because this past August, I got to experience my first total solar eclipse. We were with a random group of 1,000 or more people in a state park in southern Kentucky as darkness fell upon us in a very, very different way. It wasn't a usual sunset where the sun sets in the west and the shadows come from the east. It descended from straight above and all around us very suddenly. The temperature dropped. The air quality just shifted in some kind of strange way. The light itself changed in a unique way. And then there was totality. The sun was completely blocked out by the moon, and the white, shimmering light of the corona was all around the sun. And that too was unique and a great light in its own way, and glory was just everywhere. There was a spontaneous cheer from all of the people, and then there was silence for the 2 minutes that totality endured there in southern Kentucky. As I was reading in my Sky and Telescope magazine just this past week, somebody had written in saying, it was a communion of people, as I would put it, a sacred space that the heavens opened up for us. For in that moment, or for that 2 minutes, all the differences between all of us 1,000-plus people and all the other millions stretched out from Oregon to South Carolina, all of those differences just became insignificant, disappeared as we were one in the presence of absolute wonder. I would call it holy. Well, something like this is what Isaiah and Luke are seeking to describe when they write about God coming into the world and changing everything. God is coming into the world to set us human beings free from ourselves so that we might become one. God is coming into the world to set us free from bigotry and hate, from oppression and violence, from greed and our grasping ways that get into us and are reflected out of us by all our fears, all of our wars, our immigration policies, our tax policies, all the ways we discriminate and hurt one another. In the presence of God, all of that simply comes to an end. We are one in love. On this night, light shimmers like that corona, because the Son of God is born into our midst. The glory is here in this world, beginning in a humble stable in Nazareth, in Bethlehem. All the walls come tumbling down as we light our candles, as we sing for joy, as we are in the presence of the Holy. A solar eclipse is a fleeting celestial event that ushers one into a sacred moment in time. In the birth of Christ, God makes clear that the divine is not a fleeting experience. God is not leaving us. God is not leaving this world until our world is truly transformed. where we make a true home for the divine, where we make sacred space for all. And so may we, with Mary, ponder that reality that came to birth this night in her firstborn child. And may that reality alter our lives so that we live into the fullness of Christmas, of the love of God, shining in the sky, shining in our hearts, shining into our world, inviting us, challenging us to change and be transformed. May it begin with us, and may our light shine into the world, into the darkness, and make all things new. Merry Christmas.